on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
720 WGN, Dane Neal in for Dean Richards today until 1 p.m. For the Dean Richards Morning Show, one of my absolute favorites, and I am not alone. Chicagoland loves this show, so appreciate all the support. And everybody is going to want to stay alive, be healthy, survive, right, so that they can listen to this show and the station on a regular basis. And we've got two individuals in studio that go a long way with creating that next generation of nursing professionals that are out there helping everyone all over the country, but based here in Chicago. It's Resurrection University. And in studio, we have President Therese Scanlon, and we also have Mary Ellen Newton. She is with the radiography program over there. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
So, President Scanlon, you know, is it, that's pretty great. You know, we, in the last show with the Sunday Spin, we hear about presidential politics. So much of it is negative. But you are kind of this this ray of positivity coming in for a month now at Resurrection University.
I am. Thank you, Dean. It's so good to see you. We saw you 2 years ago when we celebrated our 100th anniversary of our College of Nursing, and it's good to see you again. I've been with the university for 10 years, but president for a month.
What do they do? Is there like an inauguration ceremony? I mean, I remember the parades.
We will be having an inauguration, but that won't be for a little bit. I have to get situated in the job a little bit before we have the big celebration.
Well, it's exciting stuff. Now, you've been with the university for about 10 years now, and of course, a background in finance and education in general with the city colleges, with UIC. But for Resurrection, it's always exciting. And it's a tough landscape. Everybody thinks, okay, you go to school to get an education, to get a career, to be successful in life. And when it comes to all of that, careers in healthcare, I don't think have ever been hotter.
Oh, no. We are situated in a perfect position right now with our nursing programs, undergraduate, graduate, our health informatics and information program, and our School of Radiography. And all of our students walk out with fantastic jobs.
One of the things that I've gotten to know, and you mentioned getting a chance to see, and it is good to see you again. We were here with my buddy Duff Goldman was here to help celebrate, and they brought the cake, and it was a big deal to have all of that stuff happen. And I'm familiar with Resurrection University. I know what it is that you do. But in this day and age, as we see so many things as far as people trying to, or maybe having to, right, switch careers or follow their passion. They got into something else, decided this was what was there for them. Resurrection is one of those that's kind of uniquely positioned to accommodate people that are either adults or already in the workforce.
Absolutely. 10 years ago when I started here, I said we were the best kept secret in the western suburbs. Now we're the best kept secret in Wicker Park. We're an upper division university that pretty much caters to not only the traditional age student, but to career changers. Half of our students have degrees already and come in and within 16 months can be a bachelor's prepared nurse, a radiographer, or go into the health informatics world.
Now, are you surprised with, I guess, the diversity that exists and that the interest, you know, that exists out there with people when it comes to a career in nursing? I've done some of those interviews with the men in nursing program. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people that have come out of maybe not in your normal team photo of who would be a nurse, you're getting a real diverse kind of student these days.
Oh, absolutely. We have everything from stockbrokers to communications people to lawyers that come back to school because they realize that the corporate world or wherever they were working wasn't fulfilling them, and they felt a calling to help people. And they think that there's, and we know there are jobs out there for them to actually do those kinds of things.
Well, I mean, the careers in healthcare is a big deal. Resurrection, obviously, and we talked about the fact that being accommodating for people that are working, whether it's night classes, whether it's some of the online stuff, but you're getting a lot of people that are coming to it from that perspective. But for you personally, 10 years with the university, and you've got mostly a financial background, ultimately it is a business, right? You have to give it a strong foundation financially so that it can exist and help so many people. So talk a little bit about Resurrection, how it is, you know, as far as on the finance side, and what it is that you bring to the table as president that'll help keep it successful for years to come.
Well,
and you don't have to be modest in any way.
Well, you know, while I have a financial background, I actually grew up on the student service side of finance. I actually started out in the financial aid office. So I had the human aspect and grew up through the financial side of higher education, but always including in my experiences work on the academic side. So I've done things where I started the health informatics program at our school with some others. I worked closely with Mary Ellen, who's here with me today, on bringing the School of Radiography over to our university. And we've created a brand new completion program for those out in the working field that don't have the bachelor's degree. So I've got a nice balance of both the financial side and the academic side, and I kind of blend that. And I'm not afraid to ask the questions nobody else is able to ask or wants to ask. I, you know, the elephant in the room. Why do we do things that way? Why does higher education do things? And that's why we're successful and do things a little bit differently.
You have been successful, and Resurrection University has expanded and grown over the years. I want to let listeners know we're talking with the new president of Resurrection University. She's been there 10 years, but in this role of president, Therese Scanlon. And so we always hear that education is the answer to all of our problems. It's one of those great things. So what is it about that field that drew you to it? As you know, when you were getting at that, I'm sure a very bright person had lots of opportunities to be presidents of all sorts of different things. So why did you choose to get into education?
You know, honestly, I fell into it. I got my bachelor's degree in mathematics. And at the time they said you can either teach or be an actuary. And teaching wasn't really in my system at the point, and I went and looked at actuary jobs and went interviews. And I'm like, oh, I can't sit in front of a computer all day and figure out when people are going to die. So somebody I knew was working at Robert Morris and said, come do this for a little while in financial aid until you can figure out what you really want to do. And I ended up loving it, and it's been my career since.
What are some of the challenges that the world of education faces? It's one of those things where we see the political landscape. I know Bernie Sanders was out espousing, you know, either free education or discounted education or access to education for all. A number of the candidates have been involved and supportive in that. In general, as someone who has worked in a number of different capacities at universities, in a number of different universities, what are some of the things that either students coming up now should look to or just be aware of? And then what are some of the challenges that people in positions like yours are going to be addressing in the future?
So I think some of the challenges that we have are, you know, education costs a lot of money. And the, you know, consumer is concerned about, you know, getting a job afterwards. And so if you're going into certain majors, it's not clear what the major potentially or the job could potentially be. But what I do say to my own kids and every student I talk to is get a degree in something that you are really passionate about or interested in, because in 5 to 10 years, the jobs, the businesses that are going to exist don't exist today. So be a sponge, take everything in. Doesn't matter really what you get a degree in, unless you really have a passion for something, and just learn, and then something will happen, especially if you take things in from all different places. So cost is a huge consideration for people when they're going back to school.
And so when it comes to cost, and that is one of those big things, and I have seen on the passion side that a career in healthcare, specifically a career in nursing, and you know, my mother-in-law and a lot of our relatives have been lifelong nurses, retired as nurses, and it's, they're just hardwired to do that. Like,
right.
you couldn't have seen them, and I don't think they could see themselves doing anything different. So when you find and you identify this career that is going to be able to satisfy that passion and then be a lucrative career on the finance side, you mentioned it is a tough thing. Is that one of the kind of things, especially with your background, that you're going to try to find ways to make education specifically at ResU more accessible, more approachable, more affordable?
We actually are fairly affordable compared to our competitors. I mean, we're not that much more expensive than a state institution at this point, and we are nowhere near our private school competitors. So we have already, since I've been there, been very conscious about how much money we charge our students for the experience. Yes, we will be working on it, but you know, we have a number of different pushes and pulls on us. We have federal regulations, we have state regulations, we have different things that put other requirements on us that cost money. So, and we have to respond to them in order to be able to provide the education that we have. So, yes, we're going to be very cognizant of it. Part of my job is going to be chief fundraiser and using philanthropy to help offset some of the costs for the university so that we don't have to raise tuition.
Okay. Well, and when I think of fundraising, I think of like kind of, and maybe this isn't the way that it is for the people who actually have to do it, I think of kind of fun events. And okay. And Resurrection, well, I mean, like it's a party, it's a fundraiser, it's a gala, it's a, you know, 100th anniversary, it's mm-hmm. maybe it's a Cubs game, you know, or something
yeah.
that could be fun. But that's one of the things I love about Resurrection University is you guys do build with all of the accolades that you have on the academic side, with all of the fans, especially as you expand, like you guys are constantly bringing mm-hmm. new either colleges or universities or disciplines kind of into the fold. And in studio, we also have Mary Ellen Newton with the radiography program over there. Now, you actually were a student in this before you got into the point of kind of leading it.
I was a student at the St. Francis School of Radiography. So I'm obviously biased knowing it's the best program there is out there. So I'm a graduate who worked my rank all the way up and kind of just moved along with the flow. Been a radiographer 30 years or so.
So 30 years. So you've seen it from back where you probably had.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing here because I'm not a medical professional, and listeners who are used to the things that we do, they will know that. But was it 30 years ago? Was it kind of a courtroom reporter kind of thing where you just drew what it is that you imagined? Well, now, of course, you're on the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah, it's a lot different than when I first started, but not that much.
I imagine like the Flintstones way back in the day, chiseling and things like that. So no, but the technology side of medicine has always been so exciting,
yes.
You know, and just the kind of things that you can, and I'm sure, you know, people in the middle of it are always excited for new gadgets and the ability
yes.
to do new things. But what that translates is to, you know, people are getting helped in new, better and kind of expanded ways. So talk a little bit about radiography, like what it was like back, you know, 30 years ago when you
okay.
were a student. And of course, for the listeners who cannot see, Mary Ellen is very youthful. She's still not even into to the prime of her career for sure. So she'll be with us for many years. And then some of the exciting things that you're really, you know, looking forward to working on and have as a tool today.
Okay. Well, St. Francis was where I was born and raised essentially as a radiographer. So I came through the ranks of learning how to do all kinds of basic x-rays at the time. It was really only about how to do bone x-rays, chest x-rays, abdomen x-rays, and such. By the time I graduated x-ray school, they had already started CAT scans, and that was a new thing on the horizon. And then it was MRIs and ultrasounds, and it just kept booming, and everybody kept going in different directions. So there were so many different paths and decisions that people could make along the way. So that kind of like helped me kind of stay a full-time radiographer and working for an orthopedic surgeon for a long time as well. Until I started having babies, and then I had to step back out for a while.
You did that for scientific purposes, correct?
And came back as a part-time instructor. And one of the things I love about radiography, it's very flexible. So I was able to be a part-time instructor and a full-time mom with another part-time instructor, full-time mom. So we were able to actually job share until my children got older, and I became a full-time instructor and then eventually became director of the program. So,
for those people that don't know, and I've in that group as well, what is the difference between radiology and radiography?
Radiography is technically the art and the science of actually producing x-ray images. So it's actually using ionizing radiation. So it's and we call it the art because there really is a passion about trying to give you the best diagnostic x-ray. So we want to give the best image out there. So it has to look pretty to us to be really diagnostically qualified for the radiologist to actually identify what the problem is for the patient. All of those x-rays are done in a radiology department. And so it's the Department of Radiology, which houses the CAT scan, the nuclear medicine, and all of those components. So there's two different approaches for radiography and radiology.
Okay, so 70 years with this specific program going on right now. And would you say, of course, you may say that because you're in the middle of it all, but this is, and we've got a family friend that works kind of in this field doing like very, very well for himself and always excited about it. So like as a career, is this like one of the kind of emerging
It absolutely
kind of cool things?
Is. One of the coolest thing for us is obviously as the baby boomers age, we have more and more people out there that are retiring. And the way that radiology has changed so much, there's so many different avenues for people to pursue. They can go in multiple directions. Hospitals may not be the importance so much anymore, and now it's all the clinics and all the different imaging centers that are around, so it keeps expanding all the time. So it's really amazing how the job market keeps opening all the time.
know, we think of nursing as just like a big word, or healthcare is just a big word, but there's so many different disciplines involved, and they are so different, right?
Yeah.
Because some people could say like, hey, that's just not for me, but there may be a really interesting and rewarding place within it as well. So talk about how do you get to be in the program that you're overseeing? Like, what's the criteria for it? How does someone get to be what it is that you are?
You need to have a math and science interest of some kind, because it's pretty much, we need the math and the science to work as our foundation courses. So once you have that, what you need to do is have 2 years of undergraduate work, either an associate's degree or the equivalent, because what we offer is the upper division of the bachelor's degree. So we offer the 300 and the 400 levels, the last 2 years of college. So you come in with that knowledge base, and you've kind of gotten rid of all the fluff that's out there, and now we actually just center in on radiology and all the teachings after that.
I mentioned some of the things that makes ResU great. Obviously, the education is good, the access to it, the accommodation for students from all different kinds of backgrounds and situations, but then also a lot of the fun. I think we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go to news. When we come back, we're going to talk about some of the exciting events that are coming up that you guys are doing to honor what it is that has been going on for about 7 years, including the Cubs, right? And other events, too.
You got it.
So all of that. We've got President Therese Scanlon and Mary Ellen Newton in from Resurrection University. It's Dane in for Dean on 720 WGN. Thank you, Dave. 96 South Carolina. I wonder, think about all the problems that you'd have there, not only with the high school team, but also, let's say there's a local radio station. I'm sure it's
96 on your dial.
96 FM.
96.
Here. 96. Maybe the gas is 96 cents.
96 cents a gallon.
I mean, come on. It would be confusing. Well, it takes a village, and one of them's called 96. So thanks, Dave. 720 WGN, Dane Neal in for Dean Richards today on the show. And we've got Therese Scanlon. She's the president of Resurrection University, and Mary Ellen Newton from she's the director of the radiography program that is 70 years. She is not 70 years, but she has been involved with for a long time there, shepherding it into its newest and greatest generation, and also some of these really cool events. One of the things I love about Resurrection University, and it's resu.edu, for all the information on the different classes, probably a lot of different events, probably everything that you need to know as far as trying to sign up and be a part of this next year's class. Probably some of the fun stuff. That's one of my favorite things about it. And this year in the near future is no exception.
Yes. The first thing that we just already completed was one of our continuing education points. So it was really fun to have a radiologist come out and really talk to some of our alums. That was fun. So that started out the whole thing. And then our big event that's coming up next is a visit to the Chicago Cubs actual game.
Is that what you're calling it? A visit?
A visit.
Appointment.
A visit. It's a visit. It's a visit. Because what we'll end up doing is spending a lot of quality time there reminiscing, because one of the things that the St. Francis School of Radiography has done is gone every year to the Cubs game. So it's kind of like a true back memory lane for everybody to come on back. So we're encouraging all the alums to come on back to actually feel for what we have done in the past all the years.
Well, this is if you're going to have an outing at Wrigley Field, and it's coming up on August 17th, I think they're playing the Brewers. This would be one of the best seasons, at least at this point. Don't want to jinx them. Of course, I don't know if they're unjinxable in recent memories, because you know, normally Cub fans would benefit from professionals, health professionals with a good bedside manner, right? To kind of talk them through all of the soul-crushing disappointment that usually goes with a Cubs situation.
It's true. But I don't know where we're going to go with that.
And that is actually Health Professionals Day at Wrigley Field. And they do these themes. You know, we always hear about the White Sox, you know, they'll have Dog Day or Elvis Day. You know, they kind of have a corner of the market on some of those. But Health Professionals Day. So you're going to be out there with, I think, 100 strong people from Resurrection, along with other, you know, when you get with other health professionals from either other disciplines or groups or other universities, is it a camaraderie in the industry, or is it kind of a Sharks and Jets thing where
to tell you the truth, we're pretty much a tight group, so once we get together we like to all be together and hang out, so we say hi to everybody, but it's pretty much we want to reminisce with everybody all the time. We really get together. We have people coming in from a couple of far-flung states that have already started
far-flung,
to come
I
back.
Like that. Dave, oh. Dave, I like that. Yeah. From South Carolina, maybe.
Oh, you could be.
Well, if you want to be part of that tight group and be part of the group that will be able to call themselves alums at Resurrection University, give the information out. I know that every semester new classes are starting, and you can sign up, be a part of everything that's going on as far as the career and also the events. So give out the website, the email, or a best way to get in contact.
So the best way to get a hold of all the information is to go on the website. So it is resu.edu and then /SOR for School of Radiography, and then 70. So that gets to us. And if you have not signed up before, that's the perfect place that we can actually track you and get together with everybody.
One more time with that specific.
resu.edu/SOR70.
Okay, wow. And then resu.edu just in general for all of that stuff. So thanks so much for you guys coming in. Thanks for everything you guys are doing for the school. Hopefully you'll be good luck for the Cubs as well. It is the president of Resurrection University, Therese Scanlon and Mary Ellen Newton. Guys, thanks for being on the show
today. Thank you very much for having us.